T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We check back with KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer.
E-cigarette maker Juul is fighting back after San Francisco's Board of Supervisors voted to ban the sale of its devices in the city. Juul is taking steps to let city voters have the final say. Phil, what's Juul doing?
Well, they're following an old principle that we've all heard before. If you can't beat them, join them. And basically what the city has done is said we're going to have a ban on e-cigarettes until the feds have a chance to review them for their health hazards. And that's going to take a couple of years. So even the ban in San Francisco is for a couple of years. But Juul doesn't like it, and it doesn't like the idea that other cities might do it as well. Now, in the past when we've had these kind of big fights, what happens is the city passes a ban and somebody says, well, we're going to try to overturn the ban at the ballot box, right? Well, then what kind of campaign do you have to run for that? Mm-hmm. You have to talk people out of the ban. And that's tough to do because a lot of people agree with the ban, or at least portions of the ban. So what they're doing is you go out and you put your own measure on the ballot. You don't say, I'm going to repeal anything. I'm not saying we're not going to put restrictions on e-cigarettes. As a matter of fact, we are going to restrict them. Juul is proposing limits on how much you can buy, lock boxes for them to go in, no displays, no aiming of advertising at children. A lot of the things that are included in the ban. And then what you do is you sell that to the voters as saying, this is a ban that everyone could live with. Let's not bar everybody from using it. Let's just target it so kids don't use it. And so you're selling something positive, quote unquote, rather than fighting a negative.
There is an emerging debate over the scope of what Juul is putting out there as a potential ballot measure, in that advocates are warning that this could preclude the city from further regulation of e-cigarettes. Juul says that's not the case.
Right. They said that if further regulations of e-cigarettes or any tobacco products, you might have to go to a vote of the voters. Juul says that's not the case. Which side do you believe? Which lawyer are you talking to? Okay, because everybody can interpret different things. Now, on the state level, Juul's already working on Sacramento to keep these bans at bay, and they've managed to, the legislation that was making its way through by State Senator Jerry Hill got amended, quote unquote, so many times, and it's basically watered down to where he said, this isn't even worth it anymore. But in San Francisco, like I said, the point, and even there, Patty, what you do is, you don't beat them, you join them. You say, yeah, I'll agree with the ban, but we want the, how about we put this in it? I agree with the ban, but how about we exclude that? And so what you get is, you know, a law that says what it's going to do, but it doesn't really do it. In this case, the fight is over trying to keep these out of the hands of kids. Juul is making a big marketing move on that, saying these aren't for kids, they're for adults. It's going to go back and forth. The other portion on this is money. Juul has a lot of it. Now, these cigarette bans, it's the San Francisco bans the cigarette. Who's going to fight Juul at the ballot box? When it was Big Sugar, you had former New York Mayor Bloomberg, who put up a lot of bucks to fight Big Sugar and so for when they tried to repeal soda taxes. I'm not sure you're going to get it this time. So like I said, sell them. Don't fight them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.